A beginner's guide to day trading. Day trading, or intraday trading, involves buying and selling stocks within the same day. Traders buy in a rising market and sell in a falling market. Day trading is a type of trading where you buy and sell stocks or other financial instruments on the same day. This means that you are not holding on to the investments overnight, and you are trying to profit from short-term price movements. This can be a very profitable way to invest, but it is also very risky. If you are not careful, you can lose a lot of money very quickly. If you are thinking about day trading, it is important to do your research and learn as much as you can about the market. You should also start with a small amount of money and gradually increase your investment as you become more experienced. Day trading guide for beginners. Here is a day trading guide for beginners. 1. Learn the basics of the stock market. Before you start day trading, it is important to have a good understanding of how the stock market works. This includes understanding things like how stocks are priced, how to read a stock chart, and how to use fundamental analysis. 2. Choose a broker. You will need to open a trading account with a trusted broker. 3. Set up a demo account. You can set up a demo account on many online platforms nowadays. This is a practice account that allows you to trade with virtual money. This is a great way to learn how to trade without risking any real money. 4. Develop a trading strategy. Before you start day trading with real money, you need to develop a trading strategy. This is a plan that will help you make trading decisions. Your trading strategy should include things like your risk tolerance, your profit targets, and your stop-loss levels. 5. Start small. When you first start day trading, it is important to start small. This will help you minimize your risk. You can gradually increase your investment as you become more experienced. 6. Be patient. Day trading should not be an easy way to make quick money. It takes time and effort to be successful. Don't expect to make a lot of money overnight. 7. Manage your risk. One of the most important things to remember when day trading is to manage your risk. This means setting stop-loss orders to limit your losses. It also means only risking a small percentage of your account on each trade. 8. Take breaks. Day trading can be very stressful. It is important to take breaks throughout the day to avoid making rash decisions. 9. Stay disciplined. It is important to stay disciplined when day trading. This means sticking to your trading plan and not letting your emotions get the best of you. Here are some strategies employed by day traders. There are several strategies that day trading beginners for trading stocks. Some of the top strategies include 1. Scalping. This strategy involves making numerous small trades throughout the day, aiming to profit from tiny price fluctuations. Scalpers focus on quick entries and exits to capture small gains, relying on high trading volumes and tight spreads. 2. Trend following. Traders using this strategy identify and trade in the direction of the prevailing market trend. They enter long, buy, positions in uptrends and short, sell positions in downtrends, aiming to ride the price momentum for a portion of the trend's movement. 3. Pivot points. Pivot points are calculated based on the previous day's high, low, and closing prices. Traders use these levels as potential support and resistance areas. They look for price reactions near pivot points to make trading decisions. 4. Momentum trading. Momentum traders focus on assets with strong recent price movements, expecting the momentum to continue. They enter positions in the direction of the prevailing momentum, aiming to profit from short-term trends. 5. Range trading. Range traders identify price ranges where an asset's price tends to oscillate between support and resistance levels. They buy near support and sell near resistance, profiting from price movements within the established range. 6. News trading. Traders using this strategy capitalize on significant news events that can cause sudden price movements. They react quickly to news releases and economic indicators, attempting to profit from the ensuing volatility. 7. Arbitrage. Arbitrage involves exploiting price discrepancies between different markets or exchanges for the same asset. Traders simultaneously buy and sell in different markets to profit from the price difference. Some common day trading terms. Here are explanations of some key terms you should know as a day trader. 1. Bid-ask spread. The bid-ask spread is the difference between the highest price a buyer is willing to pay for a security, bid, and the lowest price a seller is willing to accept for it, ask. The bid-ask spread is an important factor to consider in day trading because it affects the profitability of trades. 2. Candlestick. A candlestick is a charting method used in technical analysis that displays the trading range of a security for a given period. Candlestick charts are commonly used in day trading because they make it easy to visualize and analyze price movements over time. 3. Leverage. Leverage is the use of borrowed funds to amplify potential gains and losses in trading. Many day traders use leveraged instruments, such as margin accounts, to increase their buying power and take larger positions in the market. 4. Limit order. A limit order is an order placed with a broker to buy or sell a security at a specific price. Limit orders are used by day traders to enter and exit the market at predetermined prices and can help to mitigate risks associated with sudden price movements. 5. Long position. A long position is the purchase of a security with the expectation that it will increase in value. Day traders may take long positions in stocks, ETFs, or other assets that they believe are undervalued or have strong growth potential. 6. Short position. A short position is the sale of a security with the expectation that its value will decline. Day traders may take short positions in stocks, ETFs, or other assets that they believe are overvalued or have weak growth prospects. 7. Stop loss. A stop loss is an order placed with a broker to close out a position in the market at a predetermined price to limit potential losses. Many day traders use stop losses to manage risk and protect their assets from sudden price movements. 8. Technical analysis. Technical analysis is the study of historical price and volume data to identify patterns and trends in the market. Day traders often use technical analysis to help them make trading decisions and spot potential opportunities for profits. 9. Volume. Volume refers to the total number of shares or contracts that are traded for a particular security during a given period. High volume can indicate strong interest in a security, while low volume may suggest a lack of interest or liquidity. 10. Moving average. A moving average is a technical indicator that smooths out price data by averaging it over a given period. Moving averages are commonly used in day trading to help identify trends and potential entry or exit points for trades. Conclusion. Day trading can be a bear fruits for beginners who are willing to put in the time and effort to learn the markets and develop their trading skills. The key to success in day trading is to have a solid trading plan, discipline, risk management strategies, and emotional control. Beginners should start with a small capital and position size and gradually increase their positions as they gain experience and confidence. With the right approach and mindset, beginners can achieve success in day trading.